Things are going to start happening to me now.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, one of the most original and unusual acts you'll ever see.
You're a legend in your own mind.
This is it, America. The event you've all been waiting for.
And we are here to pump you up.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
Our show.
Can you believe that guy? The ball. What? The mic's hot?
No.
Seriously?
Oh, gee. Two pieces shaking, white caps. Good morning. Dimitri live and... You got to tell me... Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thanks so much for joining us. Got an incredible show for you today. We have an incredible show every day, and that's why I keep saying we have an incredible show for you today. Great guests, including Mr. Big Willie himself, Mr. Our Show. He'll be calling us live from the luxurious state-of-the-art cab of his Freightliner Cascadia 125. We also have a $300 prize package from Crown, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and now Mitsubishi. $300 prize package. You got it right here for you. It's immense. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. Also, another live studio guest for you, Catherine Tolman.
You're doing very well.
I have
you're
a tough time with that.
That's all right.
Because I kept calling you
well.
Thalman, and you never corrected me.
Well, I was
polite. This is on you. Catherine Tolman, she is the mayor of St. Clairsville, and she said, look, I've got to come on the air. I want to talk with you. I want to talk with your listeners about what the heck's going on in our lovely little city. And I said, sure, come on in, and you can bring Sammy with you. Now, in the background, if you're hearing some jingle bells or whatever, does he have bells on or something?
No, he's got his little collar and his little air tag so he can't get lost.
Okay, great.
And his rabies tag and all those things.
He does have rabies.
Tag.
Oh, so he's
vaccinated better than most.
I was
going to
say. Okay, great. So if you're hearing this in the background, or occasionally he'll start barking. Did he go outside so he doesn't disgrace himself in here? Did you?
He did.
Okay, everything's fine.
He did. We're good.
Because you're cleaning up. If there's a problem. Damn right, it's not a problem.
No.
Anyway, so you'll be hearing Sammy in the background, her legendary collie, who, by the way, I think needs some Ozempic. I'm sorry. He needs to. I got to tell you, you got to take care of this dog's weight here, Kath.
You've hit a very tender subject with him. He may just have to bite you over that because he's a little sensitive about his weight.
Well, it's not his fault.
Well, it is. It's his fault for being so charming because he can charm treats out of everyone. And he knows the routine. He goes in the city building. He goes into the utility department. They've got treats. He goes to the police. They've got treats. Finance has treats. He knows the routine. Trust me. He's smart.
We need Ozempic. I'm telling you.
Maybe I'll give him a shot of mine.
Okay.
But I've tried to cut his kibble back, but the problem is I'll go get chicken nuggets for lunch. I eat so healthy anymore. Yeah. And he might get one or two, you know.
I wonder how he gets one or two when he knows he's not supposed to have to. What a mystery that is.
Yeah, he relies on mom to take care of his dietary needs, and mom is not always the best judge, I guess.
Okay, so. Great. There's Johnny. Johnny, this is Sammy, the collie.
Hi,
this
Johnny.
This is Catherine Tolman's.
I thought maybe you fell in a well and we had to get some rope. She come over looking for me.
Classy. Dimitri's in the well.
Yeah. That's right.
Sammy, get rope. Dimitri out of the well.
How deep is the well? 12 foot, we only got a 10 foot rope.
Yeah. Sorry.
If Dimitri's in the well, he's going to be staying there.
That's going to be a new standard line.
No,
Dimitri's in the well. Okay.
Sammy really likes you. Holy cow.
Dogs can sense a great person.
Can they really?
Apparently.
Okay.
Right?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And you can see that. Thank you, Johnny. I appreciate it.
Bring that in for you or me?
That's going to be for you.
Now, this is for Dimitri because I invited him to come on the October 21st.
To invite Johnny.
And Johnny, you are welcome too. We're doing Boo at the Amphitheater on Tuesday night from 6 6:30 to 8 at the St. Clairsville Amphitheater, so you'd be welcome to come up and hand out some candy.
Yes. Wouldn't that be great? That you want to awesome. Do that? You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Announce it on the air.
We'll put you down.
Announce it on the air.
He Johnny
can take,
O will
he
be
can
there.
Take my place. Thank God I'm out of this one.
Oh, boy.
Right,
you know, you're...
people don't want to see him.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you. Make sure you...
He'd be throwing rotten apples at him.
Hey!
Well, I'll get you the information. You're okay. killing me. You're killing me.
You what do you mean? I just gave you Johnny O, for God's sake. Do you have any idea what...
You get me up at 5:30. I didn't even know they still made 5:30.
I can see why Phyllis doesn't has got a problem here with you. Anyway, so you're here. This is great. Sammy is here. He keeps looking at you, looking for more food.
Well, he wants those.
You also brought
bacon strips.
She actually did. Gee, I wonder why Sammy's gained weight. I can't understand this. I can't understand
diet.
This. All right, so let's talk about what the heck is going on with St. Clairsville. First off, for our listeners who don't know St. Clairsville, give us a thumbnail overview. What is exactly St. Clairsville?
St. Clairsville is a wonderful little town, about 5,000 people, a little bit over. Mm-hmm. And we are the county seat, and we have the courthouse there. But more importantly, we are a community. I am the mayor. I've made it my mission to have a lot of community-based things go on. I want us to feel like a little town, almost like a little Hallmark town. We're having a Halloween event next week. The chamber is doing for adults, like trick-or-treating in the various
And Johnny O's
going to
be there.
That's wonderful.
Johnny O's going to be there
wonderful.
Handing out Twix.
Twix and probably canapes and maybe little shots of Jello shots. Or
oh,
something.
He'll like that.
There we go.
Oh, Johnny will love that. That'll
but
be great.
We will have a beautiful tree lighting festival on November 22nd. The whole town is involved. Mm-hmm. And the Christmas parade will follow that. But more importantly, St. Clairsville is a wonderful little town. We and
you're the Grand Marshal for the Christmas parade?
No, I am not. The Grand Marshal will be... Oh, who is it? I want to say John Marshall, but I'm not sure.
Just because his last name is Marshall. You know, how long I've lived near St. Clairsville? How many times I've gotten you on, and never once has anyone said, you know, you need to be the Grand Marshal of the St. Clairsville.
I said, it's up to the chamber. I have no...
Oh, well, then I'm dead.
That's
the end of that one. All right. Yes.
But no, I'm very, very proud of the fact we have accomplished a lot in this town. We have gotten our water situation straightened out in Wild.
That's great.
Well, while that's not very glamorous, it is essential because if you were to build a community, it needs to be built on good infrastructure.
Even the water problems behind the courthouse, that section of St. C?
Yeah, that's all done.
It is. Great. Oh, hold on. We have an audience here. Yes, finally they fixed the problems. They fixed the water problem in St. Clairsville.
Well, we also have phase two and phase three to finish, and that's going to depend on government funding. We've got grants in. No guarantee we'll get them. But if we don't, we can do very low-interest government loans. But we are determined to have our infrastructure up and running so that if a business would want to come to town, we are ready to take them. Had we not had the new infrastructure out to where the hospital is, we wouldn't have a hospital.
Right.
They had to have that very steady supply of water, guaranteed,
sure.
And a lot of it. So we're very proud of that.
That's fantastic. Jeremy and now Scott have done great work.
They have done tremendous work.
Yeah.
And I think you had Eric on last week.
Yeah, Eric, he's great.
He is great. He is wonderful. And he has turned that recreation center into like a Disney World of St. Clairsville. We've now got unified...
A Disney World without the pedos. I mean, let's be clear about this.
Oh, right? Yes. Yeah. Without the
pedos.
Furry creatures that kind of give me the heebie-jeebies.
Exactly.
Yeah. But he has got simulated golf in the unified...
We gave away a big prize with that.
Absolutely.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Absolutely.
And it was a big, that art event, art show turned out to be a huge.
Yes, sir, thank you. That turned out to be huge. We had 40 pieces displayed. We had a very nice wine and cheese reception on Friday night. And that will be a regular coming up in our...
And a lot of people showed up for this thing.
We had a lot of people show up for it. There's a lot of interest in art.
I don't want to take all the credit for that, Catherine,
no,
because that would be wrong. But I'll take,
you
like, I don't know, 90% or something.
No, you helped a lot, and I very much appreciate you advertising.
Happy to do it, and our listeners love the prize package, several hundred dollars. Value prize pack. It was fantastic.
It is. Well, I've been in contact with Cheryl Pompeo. She's going to come over, and she is the director of the School of Dance at Stifel. We're going to bring a performance of the Nutcracker over.
Oh, that's great.
For Christmas time, and
the whole Nutcracker, the whole thing, or just individual.
Well, what the vision or the it's an abbreviated version that Ogilvy Institute does, but it's very, very nice.
Oh,
they've
that's
got
great.
About 50 dancers involved in it.
50,
yes,
holy
kids
cow.
And things like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we're going to walk her through the unified building and say, how do you want to set up? Where do you think the best place to enter is? Stuff like that.
The unified rec center, right?
The unified rec center, yeah. Pardon me. Yes, right. You are correct. Mm. And so kind of work out those logistics, but
that's
I'll
great.
Be happy. That way, I love Nutcracker, and I know Ogilvy Institute does it, but I'm starting to get at that age where, do I really want to drive up to Ogilvy Park after dark?
Oh, stop talking like an old woman.
Know,
Jesus, come on. I mean, you're riding horses, for God's sake.
I know.
You go out in the middle of nowhere, Richland Township. Oh, I'm going to ride my Palomino all over the place. You can do that, but you can't drive to Ogilvy. What's wrong with you?
The horse has good eyesight.
Oh, well, in that case.
You know,
okay.
The car doesn't. But no, older people sometimes are reluctant to go out and cross a river at night and go to something.
For the love of God, you're talking like a 90-year-old woman. Put on your big girl pants, for God's sake.
You know, if I smack him on air, please don't.
You need tough love is what you need. I'm giving you some tough love. That's what you need.
But at any rate, that'll be a wonderful thing. And we can even invite people from the nursing homes to come over and see it. And it'll make, you know, help to make the holiday season complete.
Oh, it'd be fantastic. Is anybody sponsoring it?
Unified Bank will be sponsoring.
Oh, that and
and the art show.
Naming
yes.
For the
for the building.
Center.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Good
so
for them.
We're very happy and we're very, very appreciative. So we've got a lot of good things going on in St. Clairsville. So that's who we are.
And yet, at the same time, you got some bad things going on, which seems to be City Council. What is Jim Velas's problem? He's the head of City Council, right?
Well, Jim is very much.
He's the head of it, right?
Yes, he is. He is council president and. He wants to see everybody work together and get along. And
really?
Well, sometimes.
Really?
Sometimes that means butting heads, or at least in my case, I think it does. And I got poked but good a couple weeks ago over an article that I thought was pretty darn innocuous.
What is that?
This is St. Clairsville Magazine, a wonderful magazine put out by Spencer Porter.
Spencer? And I never.
It's a really nice. It's sort of like that version of Wheeling Magazine, and it's got all the relevant things going on in town, and we get a mayor's City of St. Clairsville page, and I'll usually say something every month, you know, or what's going on.
Did you ever mention my name?
I will.
I think that would be good.
Yes.
I think that'd be really, really important. And have them put it in bold and uppercase.
You know what
and
I'm
underlined.
Do, and you're going to hate me
italics.
For this. You're
going
to hate me. What? I'm going to recommend to Spencer they do a story on you.
Oh, yeah. Spencer, she'll jump all over that one.
Well,
yeah.
We'll see. I'll talk to her. I promise. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She'll want to do a story on Dimitri. Oh, I'll bet she will.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah. There is no more interesting character in the Valley.
Well, that's, you know, that is true.
It is true.
I can't argue with that.
Nor erudite. I think you are quite a bright man.
I'm not quite sure what erudite means,
yes,
but it
do.
Sounds like a good.
And you do it with temerity and celerity. So.
Ah, well, there you are.
I don't know what that means either.
I'll tell you what. Look, let's regroup here. Because this is actually pretty serious stuff.
Yeah.
I want the listeners to hear your comments in this. I give her a plug. What's the name of the magazine again?
St. Clairsville.
That's it?
St. Clairsville Living.
Living. Okay,
St. Clairsville Living.
All right, fine. And then we're going to talk, because I thought what St. Clairsville City Council did to you, they tried to humiliate you, and they're trying to undermine you and Scott, and feel free to just, you know, let her rip, because what they did to you, I thought was absolutely...
I thought it was uncalled for.
It was appalling. I mean, they're trying to undermine you. They're trying to sabotage you. I think it's absolutely terrible. Having an executive session and saying, no, you're not invited, and yeah, we're going to talk about you. We're going to talk about that next.